WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Milton taking aim at the Tampa Bay area less than 2 weeks after Helene slammed the state. Category 5 right now, 175-mile-per-hour winds. ABC's Victor Akendo is in the evacuation zone.
In Treasure Island,
it's heartbreaking.
We met Mike Harp, helping his mom, Linda, salvage what they can from her home as crews scramble to clear debris from the streets.
Is that a welcome sight right now?
Oh, yes, it's great. Yes.
All that stuff would be like battering rams against houses and stuff and probably knock holes in them.
Or picked up like projectiles with the wind.
Right.
1 year after the October 7th attacks on Israel, more attacks. Hezbollah firing at least 7 rocket barrages into Israel. At least 3 people killed after a medical helicopter crashed in Owenton, Kentucky, Monday evening. That's a little over an hour northeast of Louisville. The life team were on their way to pick up a patient when they crashed. This is ABC News. Latest action regarding abortion, the Supreme Court has determined it won't intervene in Texas. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more from Washington.
On the first day of its new term, the Supreme Court turned down a Biden administration challenge to Texas's abortion ban. The administration had argued that the Texas ban conflicts with federal law requiring emergency rooms to provide patients with stabilizing care. Texas says its law allows for abortions to prevent substantial impairment of a major bodily function. The court dodged the emergency room question last term when it declined to reach a ruling on the merits after examining Idaho's abortion ban.
A Russian court has sentenced 2 Americans to 7 years in prison. 72-year-old Stephen Hubbard will serve 6 years and 10 months in prison for fighting as a mercenary for Ukraine in the war against Russia. Meanwhile, 30-year-old Robert Gilman will serve 7 years and 1 month for allegedly assaulting law enforcement officers in Russia. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane-wash everything.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said, while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and 2 police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing 2 interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs to be back at work tomorrow. Doubs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
It's a pretty isolated incident. This has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer. We executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight with light west winds, and we'll see temperatures in the mid-40s by sunrise. For your Tuesday afternoon, look for sunshine, light northwest winds, highs in the upper 60s, close to 70 degrees. We should be in the lower 70s on Wednesday. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll introduce a brand new segment. It's called What's Your Problem?
We'll take your questions about everything and anything, including cooking.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. In the last hour, I had a call, in fact, the very last call of the hour, from a person asking, you know, how do I respond to people who say, I can't vote for Joe Biden because he's supporting Israel? And in the slaughter of over 40,000 Palestinians and now, you know, bombing Beirut. I first of all have to say I'm far more ambivalent about the bombing of Beirut than I am as opposed to being outraged about what happened in Gaza. But nonetheless, over at Common Dreams, Jasmine Parrish Moreno wrote a fascinating piece titled "This Election Isn't About a Perfect Candidate; It Is About Our Futures." And, you know, I could probably give you a list of things where I disagree with the Biden administration. Israel is probably the only one that comes to, or is the only one that comes to mind immediately. But I'm sure I could find other things. And, you know, if somebody wanted to make a big issue out of them, you know, I would remember. I go, oh, yeah. And, you know, and that's how negative advertising works. You find some little issue and you leverage it like crazy. But, you know, Trump was a horrible president, and he wants to be president again. He tore children from their mother's arms. Thousands of those children, or at least 1,000 of those children, are still missing. There's, you know, 1,000 parents who are still mourning the loss of their children, and 1,000 children, more or less, who are, you know, going to suffer a lifetime of trauma from having been torn from their families. And God only knows where they ended up because, you know, Trump, trafficked a lot of these children into these instant phony Christian adoption services that then shut down after they transferred the kids. I mean, they're just like, they're gone. And there's no paper trail. And this was Donald Trump and Stephen Miller's, you know, grand plan. And they set up detention camps for these kids. They literally put these children in cages all alone or with other children. And now Trump says he wants to expand those detention camps massively to the point where it's not just going to, these camps won't just hold a few tens of thousands of people, but they will hold literally over 10 million people. And now he's talking about the people that he wants to put in the camps have bad genes. Well, where have we heard that one before? So this is serious stuff. She says, to this day, there are children who have yet, Jasmine Parrish Moreno. She says, to this day, there are children who have yet to be reunited with their loved ones after being ripped from their parents' arms under Trump's zero tolerance policy. Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan to hurt my community, she says. She's half Iranian, half Mexican. She said, Project 2025 is designed to tear families apart across the nation, both at the border and in the very states and cities that we call home. She said, Trump is going after everyone. He'd aim to strip legal status by ending DACA, by ending temporary protected status, TPS program, by ending humanitarian parole, by ending other life-saving programs that have supported hundreds of thousands of people who already live, work, and care for their families in this country. The sprawling immigrant detention camps and deportations carried out under the first Trump administration were just a glimpse at what he will do with a second. Do we want to live in that kind of a country? I mean, I'm all in favor of limiting immigration and reforming our immigration laws and all those sorts of things. You have to have some, you know, reasonable limits on the number of people coming into your country and on the process through which they do it. I don't think anybody's disputing that, other than libertarians who don't think that there should be any national borders. But this is serious stuff. This is a very, very important election. Meanwhile, Jill Stein, and this is, you know, I mentioned yesterday, back in 2012, I moderated the debate between Jill Stein and Gary Johnson, the Green versus the Libertarian, which was kind of a bizarre experience. And she has, and my sense of it was that they were both basically just grifters. They were both just, you know, out for their own ego. And neither one of them really seriously cared about the issues. Well, Jill Stein is proving that to me now. The Pete Karras, who is her leader for the Green Party in Wisconsin, said, quote, "We need to teach the Democrats a lesson." Right. By putting Trump in office. Seriously. They are particularly strong, the Green Party is particularly strong in Michigan and Wisconsin because they are making Israel's war with Hamas and Hezbollah at the center of their campaign. Stein, 74-year-old Jill Stein, just said her campaign is experiencing a breakout moment. In Michigan, 40% of Muslim voters back Jill Stein right now, versus just 12% for Harris, 18% for Trump. Michigan has more than 200,000 Muslim voters and 300,000 with Middle Eastern or North African ancestry. Trump carried the state by just 10,700 people. Jill Stein took over 23,000. So had Jill Stein not been on the ballot, now we're talking 2016 here, had she not been on the ballot, Hillary Clinton would have won Michigan. This time around, if she wasn't on the ballot, Kamala Harris would definitely win Michigan, but it looks like there's a good chance Trump is going to win Michigan. Same thing in Wisconsin. The same poll, this is from the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, who's been on the, you know, their spokespeople have been on this program a number of times. This poll showed that Stein has 44% and Harris only has 29% of Muslim voters in Wisconsin. Adrian Watson, the Democratic National Committee spokesperson, said Jill Stein is a spoiler for Trump, who is working hand in hand with Republican consultants and Trump's former personal lawyer to get her on the ballot in swing states. I'm telling you, she's a grifter. And she's, you know, she grifted her way to fame and fortune in 2016 and put Donald Trump in the White House. And now she wants to grift her way to fame and fortune this time. You know, it's another 4 years. It's another time for Jill Stein to fill the coffers of her little personal money bank, piggy bank, and hand the election to Trump again. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez posted on Instagram that Stein, quote, is predatory and not serious because she only shows up once every 4 years. DNC spokesman Matt Corradoni told The Bulwark that she is, quote, a useful idiot for Russia. I agree with both those sentiments. Hillary Clinton, in her book, What Happened, her 2017 book, she wrote, quote, so in each state, there were more than enough Stein voters to swing the result, just like Ralph Nader did in Florida and New Hampshire in 2000. Clinton later accused Stein of being a Russian asset. Stein says, I'm not preparing myself to be considered a spoiler because I reject the notion. Oh, just like Donald Trump. She just creates reality if she doesn't like it. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's like, oh, no, I'm not a spoiler. How do I know? Because I just decided I'm not going to acknowledge spoilers. We're going to pretend that America has instant runoff voting. We're going to pretend that America has proportional representation, that America has a parliamentary system, when in fact we have first-past-the-post winner-take-all elections, which always basically require a two-party system. So third parties do always act as spoilers. This is disgusting.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So who, Trump or Harris, who is going to have more impact on the national debt, the growing issue? We'll talk about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I got to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And to get a free month supply and 15% off, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, at superbearing.com.
I hear the chatter, I see the screens. A world divided, it seems. Voices shouting, truth obscured, but in my heart, I'm reassured.
Welcome back, 20 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Skip in Morris County, New Jersey. Hey, Skip, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, what's on my mind today is polling data.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to hear a talking head or read anything about how they're acquiring it. And this concerns me because post-election, if it's a blowout, which I think it's going to be popular-wise, they're going to scream, but the polls were 50-50 and there must have been tampering.
Right.
How are they getting this data?
You know, there's a great podcast that Steve Schmidt turned me on to that I just started listening to last night. There's Eugene Daniels, who's a regular commentator on MSNBC. He's got this Politico. It's called the Playbook Deep Dive. And one of their podcasts, it's from 3 days ago, and it's titled How Not to Get Fooled by Biased Polls. And he's got two of a Democratic and Republican pollster on with him. And they do a deep dive into how the polling works and how it all happens. Again, that's the Political Playbook Deep Dive. And the title of the one you want is How Not to Get Fooled by Biased Polls. Bottom line is there's all these little tweaks and changes and whatnot that they're doing every cycle of polling to try to make the polling more accurate. And, you know, it's still an inexact science, particularly because, you know, people don't answer their phones anymore. I mean, this really started becoming a problem in the 90s when we all got caller ID on our landlines. And you know, we just stopped answering the phone or put answering machines on our phones. But I guess that was the 80s. But it's really tough now because cell phones, you know, have this feature where your phone doesn't even ring if it's not somebody in your contact list if you turn that on.
Absolutely. So I'm concerned that they're getting the bulk of their data is coming from people that don't block unknown calls, and they're usually the most informed voters.
I get what you're saying, Skip, and the polls have been off. They were off toward Trump last time. They were off against Trump the time before that. They were off toward Trump the time before that, if I'm remembering correctly. These guys seem pretty convinced that they've got it this time, but I'm still skeptical. I do agree with your concern. You know, Trump has already announced that he's going to claim victory on the night of the election, no matter what, and that's going to activate his people. You know, I was getting a haircut yesterday, and my barber was telling me about another guy that he cuts his hair, and he said that this guy is like stocking up on guns and ammunition. He's literally ready to kill his neighbors when Donald Trump says time, you know, the Civil War is here. I mean, this is spooky stuff. It's spooky stuff, Skip. And we just have to get ready for it. I mean, you know, the lies that we're seeing right now from Donald Trump about, you know, that Biden is withholding FEMA aid to Republican areas, which is a complete lie, you know, are designed to make people angry. They're designed to make people, you know, vote for Trump instead of Biden, obviously. But when he loses, you know, please God, assuming he loses, it's going to get far, far worse. And we have to get ready for that.
One of my concerns is none of the talking heads are laying the groundwork
war to, you know, counter their riff on, oh, but it was a 50-50 in the poll, we couldn't have lost.
Right.
Yeah. I wish they would come out there and just say, hey, there's some discrepancies, you know, so yeah. Anyway, I'm glad. Thanks for getting me off the ledge here.
And yeah, check out that podcast. I think you'll find it slightly reassuring. But that said, right now, literally billions of dollars in dark money, you know, much of it from Elon Musk, are hitting the airwaves, attacking Biden and Harris, or specifically Harris, in ways that are very often dishonest and could influence the election. Skip, thanks for the call, and good luck. Thank you very much. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, want to try it again?
Yeah, hey, can you hear me now, Tom? Yep. It's weird. I heard you pick up, and then I was talking over you, and I'm an atheist, but it almost felt sinful. I was like, oh, my God, I'm talking over Tom Hartman.
But I think your phone must have been muted, Dave.
Maybe, or I wanted to say the Kremlin, but just as a joke, you know.
Okay.
You know, the Kremlin was breaking. But
so
anyways, my point is, Tom, you make a convincing argument, you know, and I get it. Democracy is, you do see democracy in nature. It does seem to be the normal human condition, but we're facing three things we never faced before as a species. Three challenges. I think it's social media, when we're all kind of psychologically traumatized by COVID. Mm-hmm. That exacerbates the problem of social media. We're also facing war. War has a life of its own, Tom. I know I don't need to tell you that. And then third is climate change. Climate change also is affecting our ability to trust democracy. I think we're more inclined to trust authoritarianism. I definitely know it's true of Trumpers. And there is the Star Trek paradox. Star Trek, even though it's fiction, it is the ultimate expression of Marxist utopia. And more Trump voters are Trek fans than anybody. And are more conservatives, I should say, are Trek fans more than anybody. And what I think we need to do, it may be too late, but we need to have a survey of people where they say, if your boss prefers X, Y, or Z political positions, your first-line supervisor, X, Y, or Z political positions, would you be inclined? Because this is I keep mentioning how Elon Musk is about to be a trillionaire, and liberals say, so what? He's the Fritz. Fritz Bison of America.
Yeah.
If he'll become a trillionaire much faster if Donald Trump's in power.
Of course. Yeah. And he knows it. And as such, he could become far more dangerous. Yeah. I'm with you. Dave, thank you very much for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour, occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with your calls.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Milton taking aim at the Tampa Bay area less than 2 weeks after Helene slammed the state. Category 5 right now, 175-mile-per-hour winds. ABC's Victor Akendo is in the evacuation zone.
In Treasure Island,
it's heartbreaking.
We met Mike Harp, helping his mom, Linda, salvage what they can from her home as crews scramble to clear debris from the streets.
Is that a welcome sight right now?
Oh, yes, it's great. Right. All that stuff would be like battering rams against houses and stuff and probably knock holes in them.
Or picked up like projectiles with the wind.
Right.
1 year after the October 7th attacks on Israel, more attacks. Hezbollah firing at least 7 rocket barrages into Israel. At least 3 people killed after a medical helicopter crashed in Owenton, Kentucky, Monday evening. That's a little over an hour northeast of Louisville. The life team were on their way to pick up a patient when they crashed. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A rescue team is back in Wisconsin after helping with Hurricane Helene recovery in North Carolina. 16 members of Wisconsin Task Force 1 brought supplies for victims like inflatable boats, life jackets, and protective gear. They arrived at Volk Field on Saturday. The team's leader says they'll return to North Carolina if they're needed. A federal judge is ordering a Rusk County township to bring back its electronic voting machines. James Kelly reports.
The injunction requires the town of Thornapple to offer an accessible voting system at all of their polling places for the November 5th election. The Department of Justice filed a complaint in September, alleging that the town had not provided the accessible voting machines to ensure voters with disabilities were able to participate in the April and August elections. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beyoncé's album Cowboy Carter was snubbed when it came to the Country Music Awards, even though it hit the top of the charts. Country singer Luke Bryan addressed the controversy on the Andy Cohen Live podcast, saying he understood why her fans were upset, but also gave Beyoncé some advice, saying, "If you're going to make country albums, come into our world and be country with us." Just a word to the wise for Beyoncé, renting a U-Haul might be sort of tough if you're moving to Nashville. People that have near-death experiences often say they see a light. During COVID, Al Pacino says he was close to death and even had no pulse at one point, and paramedics had to bring him back to life. Pacino also offered that when he was supposedly no longer alive and transitioning, that there was nothing and he did not see a light. Or maybe God saw Righteous Kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight with light west winds, and we'll see temperatures in the mid-40s by sunrise. For your Tuesday afternoon, look for sunshine, light northwest winds, highs in the upper 60s, close to 70 degrees. We should be in the lower 70s on Wednesday. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
When you lose a drop box, you lose votes.
You know, what he is doing here is really eroding confidence in our elections. The darn thing is more secure than a U.S. mailbox. Yeah, I'm going to put this very bluntly.
Yeah.
There are so many cameras in the downtown area. I don't think you could walk down the street and scratch your butt without somebody seeing it.
Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind next time I'm there because I do that a lot.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review on civic media, breaks down the latest from Jack Smith. It's a lot. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off everything on their website. And this stuff is great. It really does work. cbdistillery.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. From the hills of Appalachia to the shores of distant lands, the promise of democracy in the people's hands. Through the welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I wanted to talk about what I think is going to be a long-term political project, but it's connected to the current election. Former mayor of Philadelphia, Michael Nutter, he's currently a Columbia professor of public policy, international affairs at Columbia, and he, in his blog, he wrote about all the murders in Philadelphia from 1960 till today, which went through each, you know, mayoral 8-year term, mm-hmm. and the amount of murders. And from 1960 to 2023, last year, we're talking about over 20,000 murders. Whoa. And the point that he was trying to make, and this is just Philadelphia, this isn't the surrounding counties or South Jersey, mm-hmm. it's just the city. It's a very serious issue that I would say the more liberal, the more progressive, and the more far left look at as a scare tactic. And rightly so, the commercials I'm seeing about Kamala Harris and Senator Casey in Pennsylvania running, I mean, it's all, you know, Willie Horton 2.0, 3.0, 4.0. I mean, they're ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But what they're touching on is the very real experience. I mean, I personally was having lunch with a bunch of relatives celebrating a birthday, and went home that night and saw that he was murdered on TV. I mean, there was his name and where he was, and he's dead. I was talking to him about his daughters and my daughters, and he's killed. And I think that long-term, the progressives are going to have to confront the fact that whatever they think the police are doing wrong, there's a great, much greater problem, and it's causing more trauma than I think is really being addressed. The current mayor, the first woman mayor of Philadelphia, and she's African-American. She'll be the fourth African-American mayor. She campaigned on crime, and she talked about bringing the National Guard to Philadelphia and cleaning up the Kensington Avenue drug area, which is just like it's an international disgrace to the city. And then, of course, she gets a lot of flack. Oh, they're treating these people terrible and so on and so forth. But I think we're going to have a very profound discussion about the violence in America. It's like no other place in the world. We have more food and housing and clothing and medicine than any other nation. Well, maybe other than, you know, Europe and China and Japan, Korea, like really advanced industrial nations. Why do we have this much violence? If you look at the murder rates almost anywhere in the world, to say it's a fraction is an understatement. It's almost as if it doesn't exist. Yeah. Just to prove my point, look at Israel. They lost 1,200 people, and they lost their minds. And today they're grieving. It's an anniversary. And there's people that are weeping and sobbing as if, you know, they just came from the funeral. It's been a year. The level of trauma that's inflicted on people in the city, and myself, I'm realizing now, it is extremely devastating. It's causing all kinds of problems, and we're going to have to address it. We're going to have to demilitarize society. I think the reason why the police are militarized is because the whole country's got 300 million guns.
Yeah. So you've raised a bunch of different issues here, Paul, and if I could address them somewhat separately.
Sure, sure.
First off, police don't prevent murders. They solve them. You know, you could argue that a strong police presence might somewhat suppress a murder rate, but generally speaking, police don't prevent murders. They solve them. What does prevent murders is employment. And you can see this over and over and over again when you compare murder statistics versus employment statistics in city after city going back 500 years. There's just, you know, when people have jobs, good jobs, murder rates go down. You know, it's the old saying, you know, idle hands are the devil's plaything is true. So if you want to do something about the murder rate in any city, you know, city X, well, the first thing you have to do is stop there from being an underclass in that city, because that is what is producing the vast majority of the murders. And the underclasses in America typically are the consequence of racism and institutional racism that, you know, cuts highways through neighborhoods, cuts neighborhoods off from each other, destroys social cohesion, you know, all those kinds of things. So, you know, yes, you need a strong police presence. You know, you need competent police to solve crimes. You need to go after gangs and things like that. But, you know, after, for example, you know, we had a real serious problem in the 1920s and early 1930s with white people's gangs in the United States, you know, Bonnie and Clyde and Dillinger and all these other guys. And, you know, why was that? Because you had widespread unemployment. And Franklin Roosevelt didn't solve that by going into those neighborhoods and shooting up the, I mean, you know, yeah, the FBI caught Dillinger. But, you know, what solved that was putting America back to work, the WPA.
Tom, listen, I didn't say anything about tripling the police force. I'm saying we need to have a profound discussion. The militarization of society is what I'm pointing to.
Well, that's the third point.
The people who are shooting one another are like 10 years old, 12 years old, 14 years old.
Yeah, no, I get it. And that's your third point that I was going to make is the point that you ended on when we were talking just a moment ago, and that is that we have 400 million guns in this country. We only have 330 million people. And when you've got a lot of guns, you're going to have a lot of shootings. It's just that simple. So,
right, but this is the political project. I mean, this is the beginning after this election. But I think my main point is the fear of crime isn't something that's ginned up during elections by Willie Horton, you know, spin masters.
No, you're right, Paul.
The fear of crime is due to real crime.
I know. We have the same situation here in Portland.
Death.
I mean, there's parts of Portland that I would be very reluctant to go into, you know, in the evening.
So at some point, it needs to be addressed, and we can't just use the conventional received wisdom of the left from, you know, 30 and 50 years ago. There's something more going on. And, you know, if it's not addressed, what I see on the news now isn't just the murders on the local news, which is depressing enough. What I'm seeing is on almost a weekly basis now, one in two people are being shot by the targets of these street gangs, or not street gangs, street, you know, gangsters or hold-up men. They're being killed. Mm-hmm. You know, a woman went into her apartment. There were two men waiting there. She shot one dead and wounded the other one. I mean, on a weekly basis, this is the reports that are coming out. Women are shooting men. They're armed legally. And no, there's no charges against them. There's no candlelight vigils for the poor guys that got shot. It's not poor guys that got shot. It's like, yeah. Nobody cares about them. There's no follow-up. I'm saying there's a serious problem. And it needs to be addressed differently than
I agree with
police
you,
are the problem. And more police isn't the problem, obviously. We've got more police than we know what to do with.
Well, that's not true, actually. And, you know, during COVID, nationwide, more or less, about 10% of all the police in the country either died from COVID or quit their jobs. And most cities have not yet rebuilt their police forces.
That's true in Philadelphia.
I'm guessing that's true in Philadelphia as well.
They're down 1,000. They're budgeted for 6,000, and they only have 5,000.
Right. So we've got three. In my mind, we have three issues here. Number one, there's way too many guns, and they're too easy to get. Number two, you've got police who are understaffed, under resourced right now. And frankly, undertrained. I mean, in Germany, to be a police officer, you got to go through 2 years of training before you're on the streets. And then number three, and frankly, I would put this at number two, arguably, is, you know, we need to do something about our economic systems, our cultural and economic systems, so that we don't have this permanent underclass. The Republican Party wants there to be a permanent underclass because the permanent underclass provides them with cheap labor. And
it's the reserve army, the unemployed.
Exactly.
It keeps everyone out in line. Yeah,
exactly.
No, I see that. And we see it in Philadelphia. That's why it's always been a big union town and still is. It's less than it was, but it's still more unionized than other places.
Yeah. Well, we need to bring back manufacturing. We need to put people back to work. And we need to do it in a way that's colorblind. We need to do it in a way that, you know, does away with these permanent underclasses. Paul, I got to run, but thank you. I don't disagree with you at all. In fact, I completely agree with you. This is a critical issue. I've written about it multiple times over at HartmanReport.com about crime as the issue of our time. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, we had somebody try to break into our house during COVID. You know, I'm real aware of this. It's 45 minutes past.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, your metabolism, even your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and even your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, to get a free month supply of Superbearing and 15% off. Superbearing.com. Use that code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Where the dreams of freedom first begun, they speak of flags and promised lands, but their vision slips through our hands. J.D. Vance and MAGA crew claim they know what's best for you, but their America's not what we see.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Bill in Etheridge, Tennessee. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First, let me apologize for the phone connection. It's in the phone company. They sent half our techs over to the hurricane zone to help those people, and they might not get us fixed till the end of the month. So.
Well, it doesn't sound bad, Bill. It's just a little bit muffled, but, you know, otherwise you're fine. So what's on your mind?
Okay. Well, this weekend I had an idea. So I'm not the good humor man today. I've just got an idea, and okay. I think it's a good one.
All right.
We need to get the people of Free Speech TV involved, especially after I heard of what you had to say about Jill Stein. I didn't even know she was running, to tell you the truth. I don't get network TV. I dropped it off my dish deal a number of years ago because it was costing too much, and I'm on Social Security. And so anyways... But get the free speech community involved and their kids if they would like, and have Free Speech TV contact all the top shows that you know on Free Speech TV. You know, Amy Goodman and, you know, Stephanie Miller, everybody that's the top shows, and have them start advertising this, and adults as well. And have them have Free Speech TV print up a flyer of their programs and their programming and who it is, your show, and what you offer, and where your sources can be, you know, verified, and so you know you're not being shoveled a bunch of horse pucky, and, you know, and do it up nice. And for the kids, have like 5 or 10 of the top people be able to win prizes. I mean, nice prizes, you know, a new mountain bike, an iPad, a laptop, and have them take these scrolls, print them out at home, find somebody maybe that's got a laser computer, a printer that can just zip them up, and they can call in and say, I'm going to try and put out 200 today. This is my number, you know, my ID number that you gave me to verify who you are. And in the free speech community, we'd have to have some watchers to make sure we got no scammers in there. Try to, you know, everybody be honest about this. Give the kids a chance. And or if you're an adult, you do it because it's a good idea. And take out these flyers and get a couple skeins of yarn and tie a nice bow around them and go hang them on doorknobs and, you know, wherever the people at the house will see them if there's nobody home, or hand them right to the person if they are home.
Sure.
And they advertise Free Speech TV and what they offer and who the...
I like the idea, Bill. You know, and Free Speech TV is right now, you know, looking at ways to expand their viewer base. They are going to be advertising and doing public relations work fairly soon. They got set back a little because they missed their fundraising goals in the last, in the fall fundraising that just completed last week.
Yeah, I was hoping your frontline funders might get involved a little bit on this and...
Yeah.
Cover some nice prizes for the kids.
But I'm guessing that's going to correct itself after the election. You know, it's so difficult raising money. I was on a guest on a WBAI show, another nonprofit, a Pacifica station out of New York on Sunday, and he was talking about what a challenge they were having raising money. And I was like, yeah, of course. You know, everybody is getting hit up by politicians. But, Billy, I like your idea. Thank you very much for the call. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I'm just calling up to try to basically build a anti-Trump wall this November. And as you can see, the polling for Harris, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump scams his way through this. So my position is that we have to focus upon very specific House and Senate races that are pretty much winnable. And the concept that I use is to for blue states to export blue political energy to these narrow number of winnable races that will secure the House and Senate for us.
Yeah.
And this is a concept. And, for example, Massachusetts, New York, California, Washington, and in some ways Illinois are the top of the list of blue states. Mm. Well, once candidates in those states are pretty stable, the political operatives and parties and citizens who want to help win nationally will be able to find out and select and contribute their energy by phone calls or money donations or letter postcard writing or whatever it might be. Mm. But I think that this is a concept to export blue energy from the larger blue states to the winnable, call it purple states, a winnable selection. So that's my concept. I hope everybody kind of think of it a little differently, and I think we can at least build that wall.
We got a lot of work to do. Thank you, Robin. Yeah, we have a lot of work to do, and I'm telling you, the billionaire money is hitting the airwaves right now. And it is vicious stuff. I mean, the negative advertising is, we're seeing it here in Portland, and we're not even a swing state. But the billionaires are out in force right now, and they want Trump. They want another tax cut. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabach.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic and CityCast Madison's Rob Thomas and sharing his thoughts on the Joker sequel, the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.